third day there, the surgeon came, and he was the Queen's surgeon for the ENT. And we'd been told we weren't to speak to him, that we were just to stand with our hands behind our backs. So we were doing that outside our rooms. And he came along and he saw the New Zealand medal. So he stopped and he went on and on and on and on how he had come out and been at Otago Medical School. And he said, where did I? Oh, I know Invercargill. Yep. He said, oh, sister, you might as well go. He said, there's no need for you to be here now. These girls know what they, these New Zealand nurses would leave you once for dead. And he went, oh, and this Irish nurse was, and he dismissed her.
Oh, well, that would have made you popular.
Oh my God, was I not? But she wasn't bad actually. She laughed about it a couple of days later. She said, "I've never been treated like that in all the time I've worked here." She said, "I said, I'm very sorry." Oh,
dear. So you think New Zealand nurses were popular then?
Oh, in those days, they're really, really, really popular.
And Australians as well?
No, it? Not near so much. And it was quite interesting. Why was that? I don't know why. The nurses, New Zealand nurses seemed to have this great reputation of a great training in those days. Mm-hmm. Really interesting, yeah. Mm-hmm.